že do roboty. Slnce hrije, prosi mene stati. Ljepši v tini tiho spočuvati. I kohanu v dumci obimati. Ходи зі мною, не журись, час минає, не варись, чи ти чуєш гомін вдалені? Ведмо тоні, грає до ранку, і гуляй без перестанку.
Dunai from Toronto, Ontario, with a song from their second CD soundscape, V Edmontoni, in Edmonton. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. З вами Павліна Макворі, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you from Vancouver Island on the west coast of Canada, courtesy PCJ Radio International. I'm your host, Paulette Demchuk-Macquarie, Pokrinske Pavlina, and I am delighted to have you with me, whether you're tuning in on AM, FM, or shortwave radio, on your mobile phone, streaming, time-shifting via podcast, listening in your car. A very warm welcome to you, Vitayu. We have a great program lined up for you, a wonderful, touching story on Ukrainian Jewish heritage about reunion and remembrance, as well our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And it is going to be Ukrainian music by Canadian artists, because we've just had Canada Day on Saturday, June 1st, and this was a special Canada Day, 150 years of Confederation, so quite a big birthday all across the country. So we started out our program with a song, it's my favorite Canadian unity song ever, a group from Ontario singing about a Western Canadian city. And so we're going to carry on that theme of Canada and Ukrainian Canadian settlers, prairies, everything Canada. So coming up now, we have a group from Calgary, Alberta, just a little south of Edmonton, about a two-hour drive. And this is a song that is pretty much quintessential across Canada in the summertime, even a little bit here on the West Coast. Not so much. We don't get them that much. But every now and again, when it gets a little too rainy and humid, we do. Here is a group now from Calgary called Jeto, a young polka band, and a song called Komarek, the Mosquito.
Хто за шум учинився, що комари та й на мусі оженився, що комари та й на мусі оженився, взяв собі жінку невеличку, що не вмієш і ти красти чоловічку, що не вмієш і ти красти чоловічку. Ні варити, що не вміє з комариком добре жити, що не вміє з комариком добре жити. Полетів вже комар, чисте поле, чисте я поле зелену діброву, чисте я поле зелену діброву.
passes for Canada's National Ukrainian Festival for only $95. That's $95 for a weekend pass to this cultural extravaganza in Dauphin, Manitoba, August 4th to 6th. CNUF is loaded with Ukrainian culture at its finest, featuring 3 days of music, dancing, food, and fun. Call 1-877-474-2683. Canada's National Ukrainian Festival, August long weekend, Dauphin, Manitoba. See CNUF.ca for updates and like Canada's National Ukrainian Festival on Facebook.
Don't miss the 5th annual Babas and Borscht Ukrainian Festival, August 26th and 27th in Lamont, Alberta. A new location, but all the same family fun, food, and festivities. Music jam, performances, kids' activities, borscht cook-off, Babas Bazaar, cultural demonstrations, workshops, and more. Festival admission is free. Zabava tickets are $50 and include a Ukrainian feast, Cheremosh dancers, Zemlya vocal trio, and dancing to Trimbita dance band. Details at babasandborscht.ca. Ron Kahoot and Buria, which have been on the Ukrainian-Canadian scene for a long, long time, going back to certainly the 80s, maybe even a little sooner. Actually, I think back to the 70s. And they are still around. They're still doing gigs and performing, not recording so much, but they have actually put out quite a few albums over the years. And that was an original composition by the lead man of Buria, Ron Kahoot, and that song itself has been around since about the 80s, and certainly is a classic. Many other groups have taken it, re-recorded it, and it gives a great story of Ukraine and the history of Ukraine. And here is a group now from Winnipeg, Manitoba. They are unfortunately no longer together, although some of the members are still out there doing things, and certainly they've created a legacy of their own. They are called Shoom, and this is a song from their third CD called Shoom Unplugged, and it kind of carries on the story that picks up where Ron Kahoot and Buria left off with their song Fly Kozak. This is a song of Ukrainian settlers come to Canada and their history here in the last 125 or so years. Here now is Shoom with Budmo.
the dusts of battle had settled down, and our warrior Cossacks looked sadly round to see how many brethren they had lost. They cry out at the heavy cost. It wasn't the first time their swords had clashed, and they knew very well wouldn't be the last. They'd pray to God they had a war to win. Their beloved homeland would rise again.
Budh Mohair, Budh Mohair.
When the pioneers' backs were about to break under the toils of this new land, they prayed to God in heaven above, how much more could they withstand? They placed holy crosses into the ground, and soon new strength to go on was found. Their faith had brought them another day. They'd get back on their feet and say, they'd say,
Budh Mohair, Budh Mohair.
The time that our bard inspired us to strive for a better fate, it took many years, many sacrifices, many went to heaven's gate. But when the winds of freedom swept across Ukraine in the summer of 91, you could hear generations from the past join together with those of today as one and yell,
Budh Mohair,
hey!
Budh Mohair,
hey!
We'll be Budh Mohair.
As I watched my father be laid to rest in this his, but not his land, I looked my boy straight in the eyes, and I'd pray to God he'd understand. I said, this was a faithful son of Ukraine. Remember and cherish this bond. And then my son looked at me, and he said with a strength that seemed to come from a world beyond. He said,
Budh Mohair,
hey!
Budh Mohair,
hey!
We'll be Budh Mohair.
Hey, hey, hey.
And that was a group from right here on the West Coast, the Wheat and the Barley, and they hail from the Fraser Valley. That was a Ukrainian guy by the name of Steve Sikora on the mandolin, and this is a pretty multicultural group and very quintessentially Canadian, doing quintessentially Canadian tunes. They do a lot of historical Canadian stories set to music, and that was a lovely medley of two folk tunes that kind of personify the Canadian mosaic, a Ukrainian tune, Kolomeka Hutsal, and an Irish tune, The Moon Shines. Well, quintessentially Canadian are the Northern Lights, and unfortunately, I don't have any songs about the Northern Lights in the Nash Hollis Library, but we do have one about Northern Stars. And this is performed by a group from Montreal called Privit from their second CD, Zaklakanya. And it is called Nibezori Polunochi, Northern Stars.
Наближаються, чиї очі вірубочі, і наближаються,
The Ambrose Brothers from Winnipeg, Manitoba, with a tribute to an organization that it plays a big, big role in Canada's history. And unfortunately, it is a company that is no longer Canadian owned and may not exist for much longer, but certainly will always remain on the historical record as a big part of Canada, that being Hudson Bay. So that was the Ambrose Brothers from Winnipeg with the Hudson's Bay Breakdown. We're going to bring it back a little bit west now. Of course, Hudson's Bay was across Canada, west, north, north, east, and south. What little south there is in the country. At any rate, here is a group from right here on the west coast, the Borscht Eaters, and Saskatchewan Wedding March.
We'll be right back. царю голубі сивенькі. Не балуй, милая, не балуй, милая, не балуй, у кака, моя чорна приваня. Не балуй, милая, не балуй, милая, не балуй, у кака, моя чорна приваня. Ой, ми, милі, варнечки хоче, ой, ми, милі, варнечки хоче. Набари, милая, набари, милая, набари, у кака, моя чорна приваня. Набари, милая, набари, милая, набари, у кака, моя чорна приваня.
That was Ukrainia from Ottawa, Ontario, with a song called Varenechke. And the previous group to them were titled The Borscht Eaters. And of course, that indicates a food that Ukrainians are very fond of. It is a Ukrainian national soup, actually. And it was originated in Ukraine and has quite a long history. And a lot of Canadians have also kind of taken to that soup as well. So it's become pretty popular across Canada. But I would say probably another Ukrainian dish totally eclipses borscht, and that being pierogies, called varenike, apparently properly Ukrainian, because varete is the Ukrainian verb to boil, and varenike means boiled things. But for many, many Ukrainian Canadians, and those a little more separated from their roots, varenike is kind of a new word, and they grew up with another word for pierogies, which was perohe. And pierogies is kind of the anglicized word now that everybody uses, but varenike is for those that are kind of proper Ukrainian grammarians. Perohe is for the more old school Ukrainian Canadians. This is what we grew up with on the prairies and probably other parts of Canada as well, as this wonderful dumpling dish, what we call them perohe. And often they were filled with cottage cheese. And here's Kalena from Winnipeg to tell us that story.
Чула, чула те, і здива як вчиню, що несла пироги. Пішов я на постежі, по меже темне, і здива як вчиню, що несла пироги. Че чула, 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 че чула, чула те, і здива як вчиню, що несла пироги. Дівче моє кохане, чи знаєш мої сни, що я тебе кохаю? Che chula chula chula, che chula chula te, is there a chula, sto nesla pero he. Dievčina je počula kozacký miste, to zrazu zaprosila na svíži pero he. Che chula chula chula, che chula chula te, is there a jak chenu, sho nesla pirohe. A desa iz alisu, zjale se borohe, pozak iz prljatu, skovaj vse pujane. Che chula chula chula, che chula chula te, is there a jak chenu, sho nesla pirohe. Ніяке вороге, взяли собі дівчини, і сиром пироге. Че чула, 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 че чула, чула те, і здива як вчиню, що несла пироге. Козар хілк заплакав, дві тяжкі вороге, він збіт собі дівчини, вітайте пироге. Че чула, 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 че чула, чула те, і здива як вчиню, що несла пироге. чула, чула, че чула, чула те, із дева я речену, що несла пироги. Че чула, 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 че чула, чула те, із дева я речену, що несла пироги.
And now for a look at Ukraine's rich Jewish heritage, then and now. Brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter, based in Toronto, Ontario.
Welcome to Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Peter Baeger. The revelation came in California.
We went to one of the redwood parks in California, and I was looking at the redwood trees, at sequoia trees, and I saw them, and I remember just thinking about how much those trees have seen. If only they could talk, and I started to think about 1,000 years back, what have they seen? And that's when the idea of planting and creating ever-living memorials came to mind.
That is Julia Korsunsky, the executive director of RememberUs.org. RememberUs.org is a public charity in Massachusetts. Their mission is to educate the public about the devastating consequences of genocide, to honor and commemorate those who perished in the Holocaust, and to promote peaceful coexistence, inclusiveness, and cross-cultural interactions. Auschwitz and other concentration camps have become notorious global symbols of Nazi atrocities. But during the Second World War in Ukraine, Jews were most often placed in front of firing squads and massacred. RememberUs.org has launched what is called the MARS program to maintain, aid, restore, and support commemorative events at the mass killing sites. Originally started as a family project, RememberUs.org has grown into an active and far-reaching group of volunteers, and they run multiple educational activities both in the U.S. and in Ukraine. They have organized commemorative programs in multiple locations in Ukraine, such as Kharkiv, Lubny, and Kremenchuk. Their volunteers organize day field trips for schools. The organization funds the creation of school museums, supports genocide-related research, and documents individual stories. And of course, RememberUs.org plants trees. The Metasequoia tree is an inspiring botanical story of rebirth and survival. The trees were thought to be extinct, but a small plantation was found in China, and the trees have been cultivated and brought back to life all over the world. The trees are hardy survivors that can withstand harsh weather, fires, and lightning, and they can live for hundreds of years. They are one of the oldest living species on Earth. RememberUs.org believes planting metasequoia trees at killing sites is as close as we can get to commemorating victims of genocide for eternity. And the story of the rebirth of these trees has symbolic parallels to events in Jewish history. Trees have been planted at Babin Yar, at Drubetsky Yar outside Kharkiv, and Lubny. Julia Korsunsky has a very powerful personal connection with Trubetsky Yar. Julia was born in Kharkiv but left during the wave of Jewish immigration during the Soviet era. She returned to her place of birth many years later with her daughter and visited the memorial at Trubetsky Yar, a ravine where some 16,000 people, mainly Jews, were killed from late 1941 into 1942. Her grandfather's parents, his brother, and his children were murdered there.
It is very hard to see your name. I knew as a child that we had this tragedy in our family, but it is completely different when you're standing there and you know that your family is somewhere right under your feet. And you go into a room and you read names of your relatives. And this is such an emotional experience. I never thought that it would be so overpowering.
This visit to Trubetsky Yar fundamentally altered Julia's life path.
I have changed a lot, I think. My priorities have changed, and I've met so many good people who share my values and who share my thoughts. it is impressive that so many people think that it is important to keep the memory alive. And it is very important that so many kids want to keep the memory alive and want to learn and want to educate others.
RememberUs.org is keeping the memory alive by continually expanding their activities. More tree plantings are planned in Fastil, Mirhorod, and Kremenchuk. A multiple social media series and an inspiring speaker series are active in the U.S. School museums have been set up in Lubny and Kremenchuk, and more museums and exhibits are planned in Ukraine as resources permit. Other new initiatives include the Forgotten Shtetl trips. The goals here are educational, to show how Ukraine looked before, to show how Jews and Ukrainians lived together for many, many generations, and how this part of tradition, how this part of life, completely disappeared.
What's very interesting, and to me it's very touching and very heartwarming, that many people that we work with, many of our partners and volunteers, are not Jews. I lived in that country, and that's not the atmosphere that was there 30 years ago when I left Ukraine, when I left Soviet Union. But it is very interesting how things have changed, and it is very nice to see that a new generation grew up in a totally different environment.
That was Julia Krasunsky, Executive Director of RememberUs.org. For more information, visit www.rememberus.org. This has been Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. From San Francisco, I'm Peter Baeger. Until next time, Shalom.
Ukrainian Jewish Heritage is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter, based in Toronto, Ontario. To find out more about their work, visit their website and follow them on Facebook and Twitter. Transcripts and audio files of this and earlier broadcasts of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage are available at their website, ukrainianjewishencounter.org, as well as at the Nash Holos website, www.nashholos.com. From right here on the West Coast, from the Fraser Valley, that was Evelyn and Sadly Shindrick from their CD West Coast Dulcimer Duo, and the traditional Ukrainian song that, you know, any Ukrainian wedding you've ever been to or dance pretty much always has that song, the Seven Step Waltz. Coming up next, a duo from, it was very popular back in the 1960s and 70s across Canada, in the Ukrainian community anyways. They were prolific, they were extremely popular, and unfortunately they disbanded after two or three decades together, came together and did a reunion CD just shortly before one of the members died, that being Mickey and Bunny, and they got together shortly before Mickey passed away, and in that collection they recorded this tribute to the country we all call home.
From the Vancouver Island to the Alberta Highlands, Manitoba, Saskatchewan, to Ontario, from New Brunswick.
For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio in Vancouver every Saturday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time on AM 1320 CHMB and streaming at am1320.com. Live in Nanaimo Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time on CHLY 101.7 FM and online at chly.ca. And elsewhere in the world, here on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, shortwave, and satellite radio. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.noshholos.com, where you can get podcast links to all three editions of the show. As well, make sure to follow Nash Holos on Twitter and please like our Facebook page. Nezhami vyskinchila nashu programu, poranim prishchatasya nash tyodin tezhden po vse chasto domu iskazate do pobachenia. Ale pered tim ya khochu zalishit vas tsemi slovami mudrosti. Хто зло в своєму житті робить, то не тільки собі, а й народові своєму шкодить. And our proverb of the week translates as, whoever does evil hurts not only himself, but also his nation. And that brings us to the end of another edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. To wrap things up, we have Romko from Edmonton with Canada's National Kolomeka. I'm Pavlina. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do pobachenia. Hey, hey!